Oh, let's go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Friday. Happy weekend. Happy three-day weekend to you. It's all the highlights from this May 22nd broadcast. Dave here. All the best stuff for you. Jenner is a popular name in the celebrity universe. And one of them, don't ask me which, it's hard to tell one from the next, aside from Caitlyn, of course. One of them got fined recently. That's where we started off the show today before talking crazy pants. Marijuana is apparently medical for something very topical these days. We talked about letting ourselves go in the midst of this pandemic. An eating mask now on the market. ELO was in Song Stories today. Broadcast television has a ridiculous special coming up. And we had a big classic rock poll today to determine the best classic rock party song, as proposed by us three right here in studio. Which one would come out on top? You'll find out, as well as hearing comedian Chris Porter, who called us up as well today. It's all in here for you. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I was thinking about this just as we went on the air that, like, hey, it's a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
For some of us. For a lot of other people, it's like, what day is it? What day of the week?
For real. I've been saying that on my weekend shows, like, hey, happy week. Does it even
really matter
anymore?
No. No. All right. Yeah. Although there are, we do have, and especially in the 6 o'clock hour, we got a lot of people who are listening who are still essential, still part of the workforce. 55 degrees outside now. Cloudy with showers today. High temperature about 69. Could be some thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain today. But 55 degrees outside right now. Ladies and gentlemen, something it's said that I'm taking pleasure in this, but something tells me we'll all be taking pleasure in this. Kendall Jenner has to pay $90,000 for promoting the Fyre Festival.
Took me a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. She was allegedly paid $275,000 to endorse the festival, but didn't tell anybody that she was being paid, which is one of the rules.
Sure. Hashtag ad.
Of influencing.
Of influencing, right. Yeah. She also claimed that Kanye would be performing at the event. All right. So $90,000. And she's just one. There's a lot of top models are going to get hit with this fine.
Yeah, she's not even going to feel it, though.
Unfortunately, she dug into her Ferrari seats and came up with it.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Ding!
102.9 MGK.
Talking about it being a three-day weekend, how it is for some of us, but not everybody. Mm-hmm. There's a story this morning. There are a lot of pair of pants that are collecting dust in people's closets right now. According to a new survey, two out of three Americans who are working from home can't remember the last time they put on real pants.
My God. Right? Makes sense. I mean, we just saw Joe Bell, our boss, the other day walking through, and I was like, why is Joe in a suit? Right. We only saw the top half of them. And then he walked past. He actually had just the suit top on like he was a news anchor.
Yep. Right,
it was rocking jeans.
Jeans,
and rockabilly sneakers.
Checkered. Yeah. The survey also found that 70% of people say they prefer working from home. 60% have taken a nap at some point during that. Only 60% are admitting to taking a nap. Come on. Yeah. There's a lot of nap work going on. But as far as pants are concerned,
I'm not wearing any pants. Not wearing any pants, just me and my undies. I will give you no alert. I'll be just in a shirt at home while I work. And I'm too sexy for my jeans and my dungarees, trousers, or capris. And I'm too sexy for my Dockers or anything with pockets, no place to keep my car keys. I'm like a toddler here in quarantine, and I'll answer my door with no pants on. With no pants on. With no pants on. Yeah, I'm on the webinar with no pants on. And yes, you just might see my thong.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Coming up later on this morning, comedian Chris Porter is going to join us.
Yes.
I'm so grateful to all of these comics, you know, and I think they're grateful that we're calling them and, you know, and say, hey, you want to be on the air? Because they're all stuck in their houses. They have nowhere to go joke, right. You know, so, and Chris is a very funny man. So hopefully you will join us with him at 8:10 this morning. Hopefully, speaking of hope, right, hopefully you have made a donation to the virtual dog walk this year. If you haven't, today's the last day you're going to be able to do that. I'm going to see if we can get them to leave the site up for at least the rest of the weekend.
Good idea.
Right, but today is the day it's supposed to end because we got the Philly 500 starting this afternoon. And all of these shelters, as I've told you before, the shelters, the rescue groups, each and every year, they count on the dog walk in a big way for collecting money for their association. And you can do that. You can go to WMGK.com. You could, you know, make a donation. You could pick one of the shelters that's your favorite, right? You know, read about them. There's one shelter. I forget which shelter it is, but it's these two guys who are making like they're Southerners.
I forget the name. They're in the Northeast. They're not far from there.
Very, very funny. Yeah. All right. Anyway, you know, some great videos, some great information, and you can vote for one of them. And the group that gets the most votes is going to walk away with a $500 gift card to Concord Pet Foods and Supplies. Right? And you can make a donation if you want. If you have a dog that passed, your dog could actually help other dogs by putting up an in memoriam picture and, you know, spending $10 on that or more if you feel like do it. Somebody I know put up a picture of two of the dogs that they lost. $200 nice. Is what they donated. Oh, so, and you know, and we're trying to hit 5,000. I don't know if we're going to make it, but we're definitely over 2,000 already. So that's great. And we sure could use your help. So go to WMGK.com and put in your pick for which is the shelter of your choice and maybe make a donation as well. 57 degrees out there at the moment. I've got to tell you, I have got some news that you're going to be very, very excited about.
Oh, yeah? Good. Hit me.
Finally, a scientific study worth getting excited about has come out. Researchers in Canada say that cannabis might help fight coronavirus infections.
Yes!
The study identified 13 strains of cannabis that help regulate a protein called ACE2 or ACE2, right, which is targeted by the virus in the mouth and lungs. And so they say that cannabis helped reduce virus activity as much as 73% in some cases.
Well, so it's just like humans.
Right.
We get high and we just kind of sit back in the couch. The virus is the same thing.
Exactly. The virus lazy.
I've got a few friends that have never been safer right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a friend on yesterday, right? Josh Wolf yesterday. He has no chance whatsoever. Right. That man, what did he say? He smokes an eighth a day. An eighth of
that would last me a year.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
all right. You know,
especially these days, these strains.
Right. Right. Well, and add to the fact that I can't imagine you getting very high with two little kids.
I'm gonna now.
Right, right. Yeah,
going home, getting a mask and a bong on my way home. Thanks for this news.
Well, you know, hopefully you'll let them play with it too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
I can only imagine how we're all planning on this. Cindy's probably been working on it for months now. But half of people have given up on having a beach body this year.
Oh, I gave up.
Oh, God.
I gave up like 5 years ago.
I gave up in 1980.
Yeah, that's the best part about this whole thing is right. I could give up. It's like, diet? Huh.
Yeah, right.
Every year I'll hop back on the treadmill, maybe like February, and like, okay, yeah, a couple weeks of this. No. About a week of it.
Yeah,
I'm busy.
Especially with kids.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's really.
I completely stopped working out once Will was born. I ain't going back.
Right, right. And I got to tell you something. I mean, I'm only 7 pounds away from my own COVID-19.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
You know, I just noticed this, and it probably could have set him up to be a COVIDiot. Right, but we're past our COVIDia time for this morning. But sure. I got to tell you about this guy. I'm not sure if you've seen it, Dave. I think you saw it.
I have, yeah.
Right? Cindy, I'm not sure if you've seen it. Some inventor in Israel has created a face mask that you can wear while eating.
Okay.
All right. It's got like a wire or an air plunger to it. You ever see those old plungers that photographers used to use? They would push this button, it would be away from the camera, and it would make the camera trigger.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, basically, it's that. Right. And what happens is when you're eating, you push this, and the mask separates so that you can put food in your mouth.
Yeah. Almost like a puppet.
Right.
Very much
so. Yeah. A lot like a puppet.
What's the point?
Exactly. Just take the damn mask off, right? You're opening your mouth to put the. What could be more ridiculous?
I appreciate the fact that this guy went out of his way to try to invent something to help people, but you done effed up because this is stupid, sir.
It's ridiculous.
Some people make Model Ts and others invent this.
Right, yeah. I mean, are you looking at it?
Yeah, I just found it.
Yeah,
he looks like a bizarro Steve Carell.
Now, is there
something very
there
creepy
video?
About this?
Yeah, there is something very, very creepy about
it. It's almost like BDSM or something. Like, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I'll just find a safe space to eat.
Put that picture up because that really does look like an older bizarro Steve Carell. That's hysterical.
Now, do you have just the picture or do you have the video?
I don't have the video, no.
Oh, there's a video.
Is there really?
Yeah, okay. There's a video of you could watch it in operation. And it ends up looking like a puppet, you know?
I don't like this.
He could go out on the road with Jeff, you know?
That'd be great.
Yeah, and he's sitting there, and it's so creepy because he hits the button, the thing opens up, he puts food in his mouth, he hits the button, it goes away. You know, it's like, yeah, that's really going to help people because, you know, because it takes a half hour for the coronavirus to get in.
Well,
you know, so, and you're only doing it in short bursts.
You are an idiot!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Later on this hour, you know, a lot of people are still planning some parties. We actually might be having some people over this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Well, because the table's big enough that we'll all be 6 feet apart, right? You know, and I bought enough meat for 50.
Lisa will be sitting outside. You guys are in the house.
She's going to spray paint the concrete. Yeah. You go there. You go here.
Yeah. So, but later on this hour, we're going to have a small battle that you can take part in called the Party Starter. We have all picked a song that we believe is the great song to start a party with this weekend, and you'll determine which one of us is right. Everybody in the building is already going against me. So,
sometimes you deserve it.
Yeah.
You make poor choices.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a poor choice. I think it's a damn fine choice. And I can say the name of the song that I'm going to play. All right. Unfortunately, you can't say the name of the song that you're going with.
Yeah, it's called Bleep You, John.
Right.
I just made it.
That's a nice ring to it.
Me and the girl who did Watching Your Butthole, we just came up with it.
What? When we get to it, listen to him say it. It's the most Northeast thing he says.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know what you were referencing.
It's the most Northeast thing he says. But right now,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Jeff Lynn from ELO was originally in The Move, and that's when he wrote Do Ya. Although it wasn't much of a hit at the time, it grazed the bottom of the charts. They released it. It made it to like number 98 on the top 100, and it didn't get much radio play in 1972. And eventually, The Move morphed into ELO, and he began performing the song live with the band, and people loved the song in concert. So he decided that he would go back in and, you know, record it once again, and, well, here's what he has to say about that.
It was the first song I ever wrote that I thought could be a hit. It was so insistent that I suddenly went, wow, that sounds like a hit. And it got into the top 40 in America, which is funny enough. It was the first hit I'd ever had anywhere. You know, it was just going to about number 40 or something. But it did sort of make an impact on a lot of people because a lot of people still ask me about that song.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
For those of you, you know, I got to tell you something. I want to pull Cindy in on this because I can only imagine how she's looking forward to a program like this.
Okay.
Here's the reason why. This is the reason why broadcast TV is going to fail, is eventually going to just go away, because broadcast TV, no matter how hard they try, all they can do is come up with more and more versions of NCIS.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? You know,
CSI.
CSI. Right?
Law and Order.
Yeah. Right. Cop shows, right? You know, the same things over and over and over again. They are, if quarantine has really got you down, right, and you haven't been able to get things done that you want to get done, mm-hmm. next Friday night, CBS is airing a special called Haircut Night in America, what? Which will feature really? Celebrities cutting their own hair.
Who's hosting this?
This Ryan will Seacrest. Be hosted by Jerry O'Connell and his wife, Rebecca Jerry. Romaine.
Right. What channel?
That'll be on CBS. So that would be 3 here in town.
So it's just celebrities cutting their hair,
their own hair
from the country.
I love it.
It will also feature Kelly Osbourne, right? Lindsay Vaughn, skier Lindsay Vaughn.
Yeah.
And who does PK Subban?
Subban
play for?
Is he on the Bruins now?
Right. Yeah.
I think he's on the Bruins or Nashville. Right. Or Montreal Canadiens. He's in the NHL.
Right. But the press release says...
First time hearing of him.
The press release says, and I'm quoting, "With the majority of salons and barbershops still closed in America as America's shelter in place, many increasingly hairy people are missing their regular scheduled salon appointments. Okay. And now, more than ever, you need expert advice on how to rein in those unruly manes." Right? I don't really have that problem. Right.
Well, yeah, I'm getting there.
Well, you know what? If actresses go full Britney Spears and just shave their head on national TV, I'm in.
Okay, yeah. True. But no, it's not. No, they're going to be accompanied by hairstylists who are going to tell them how to do the things.
The worst part about this is people are going to watch it. Like Cindy said, she's into it.
Right? Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't know. I cut my own hair anyway, so.
Yeah,
we noticed. I'm cutting my own this weekend, and then I'm cutting the cord and never going back.
Yeah, I get my hair cut every 3 weeks. I'm the third dog. When we groom the dogs every 3 weeks. Hey, sit down. I'll do your hair.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Of course, this weekend, speaking of the weekend, it is the Philly 500 weekend. It'll start at 2 o'clock this afternoon with Andre. But prior to that, Matt will be playing the bands who are on the bubble. They just missed the cut of making it into the 500. That'll start at 1 o'clock, and then Andre will start at 2 o'clock, and we will be your soundtrack all weekend long. And on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, we're going to ask you what the number one song is, and that could get you $500. So make sure you're listening all weekend long right here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. This got us to thinking yesterday that if you are having a party, whether it's a barbecue for a couple of people or if this wasn't going on and we could have a whole bunch of people over, what would be the song that started your party? What would be the party starter song?
Right.
Right? You know, so we figured we'd ask the question, and we've all put our songs together. So as Bill calls them, one of our little jingles.
Yeah, is that Madonna?
This part, no, that's Pink. Come on.
Oh, my bad.
I would early
only
Pink.
I'd only go with a Philly girl.
No, you're right. Stupid.
It's a great video, too. She's so hot in that video. All right, so we're going to get this party started, and we all have a song to go with.
Correct.
All right, and we will start with Steve this morning, and you are going with?
Panama by Van Halen.
Yeah, see, you see what I mean?
Say that again.
No, Panama.
Panama.
That's the northeast of him coming
he
out.
He doesn't maw. He muzz.
Is it Panama?
It's
yes.
Panama.
Well, you know what? Listen to me.
Panama.
Listen to the song that you've chose. They say Panama over and over again.
Panama.
No.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you know what? Northeast Philly, get behind me. You hear that? I talk just like you because that's where I'm from. You know what? Delaware County, you're Northeast Philly outside of Philadelphia. You get behind me too. Van Halen, Panama. Because I used to fly down the street or down the AC Expressway with my wife, blasting this, getting ready for the shore.
Okay, so basically nice. You've described it as a really great driving song.
No, because that's when the party started, John.
And the party started, the party of two?
Maybe there was another person in there.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Tossing beer cans out of the car.
You're going with Panama.
Panama by Van Halen. Panama.
As opposed to Our Lady of Fatima.
Panama.
I never noticed that before. I got to keep my ears out for that.
Oh, yeah. I've been noticing it. He said it so many times yesterday that I was like,
Panama. Panama.
So Panama. Is going to be Steve's song. So
Panama.
If you believe that Steve's Panama is the best song to get the party started, text 1 to MGK, MGK. What are you going to go with, Dave?
My song can lead to slurred words as well. You put this on anywhere, anytime, any place on earth, and people will start chugging. Yes! Feed this to me. You want to get a party started, you crank this up. Grandma will start chugging if she hears this. She doesn't even know who it is. But I can tell you it's AC/DC. Thunderstruck.
I got to tell you, sometimes it's impossible to go up against this song. It is so difficult to go up against
this song. It's a drinking game in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's very difficult unless you're going with Panama.
Right. That's interesting. All right.
Thunderstruck.
So if you agree with Dave, text 2 to MGK MGK. That's 645-645. So Panama, text 1. Thunderstruck, text 2. Or you could wait for My Little Ditty. Because, you know, My Little Ditty isn't little. It's a long song. It's got Robert Plant in it. It's got a lot going for it. And it's a great song that you could tell the party's coming. And you're just going to see, you guys are starting at the top.
Right.
I'm building to the top. Because the party is getting started. And that's why I'm going with Robert Plant and the Honey Drippers. And Rockin' at Midnight.
Hmm.
So if you agree with me, text 3 to MGK, MGK, right? Panama 1, Thunderstruck 2, and Rockin' at Midnight as number 3. You know, I don't know which day, which Bill is going to hate more, the fact that I used that jingle or that I'm playing this song. All right, you know, so Rockin' at Midnight is mine. 1 for Panama, 2 for Thunderstruck, 3 for Rockin' at Midnight. Which of these songs is best to get the party started? Text it to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. So we're going to keep this voting started this morning, all right, because we want to get to, we want to span the audience and get an understanding of what they believe the Get the Party Started song should be. Steve is going, what song are you going
Panama with? By Van Halen.
Panama he's going with. Right?
Does your wife drink White Claws?
No, Dave, she doesn't.
I'll ask her. She's from Northeast too.
All right. What's sort of funny is you know, you tried calling in all of your bros from the Northeast and Delco, right?
Yeah.
They don't.
Why not?
Doesn't seem like they're helping you much.
Well, they sure almost cursed at you.
Wow.
They sure ain't helping you.
I didn't call them in. Yes. But if you believe that Panama by Van Halen is the best song to get the party started, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you're going to go with Dave's pick, there's no going up against this
song. You're damn right there's not.
All right. Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Text 5.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him. Big fat 2.
Text 2 to MGK, MGK. Or if you agree with me to go with Robert Plant and the Honey Drippers and Rockin' at Midnight, text 3 to MGK, MGK. Which one would you go with, Cindy?
It was a tough choice, but when I can't make a choice, I always go with your pick, John.
Okay, thank you.
She's
Sid.
One of the sycophants.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Wow, Cindy.
All right. Every time I'm right, Steve refers to the listener and says, "Well, it's the DeBella sycophants."
Not just
who
me.
Who are going at? Right?
Dave too.
Yeah, Taylor. But you know what this, my sycophants can do? They can say Panama.
There you go.
No. We're talking about the Northeast. We all talk the same.
All right, good. We'll take your film down to the Acme. And
pick up your phone and text 1 for Panama.
This morning, we started our What is the Party Starter song? Yep, we want to get this party started. What would be the best song to start a party? Steve went with
Panama.
I just wanted to hear him say it one more time.
Panama.
Right. Panama.
So weird. Panama.
And Dave went with Thunderstruck. I went with Rockin' at Midnight. And you folks made a decision. And what a decision it was. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you that this morning, when it came to these songs, which of the three would come in number one? Steve, if you combined my votes with your votes,
right,
we still would only have about 2/3
really?
Of Dave's votes.
Wow.
Right?
Let's get struck.
You know what? I got to tell you something. And I was saying this to Steve, you weren't in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've got to disqualify this from being part of these contests. Because every time, if this is in the mix,
it's a banger.
It is going to win.
Yep.
And you know what? It's time to just crank it up, folks.
Let's party.
Get it as loud as you can. We got a 3-day weekend ahead of us, and the Philly 500 starts at 2.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Chris Porter is joining us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Just hanging out, looking for stuff to do.
Now, are you out in L.A.?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So how's being locked down in L.A. going for you?
It's not too much different than just being a comedian on a regular day. I just have to kill time between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., which is new. But,
okay.
Mainly I've just been sitting at home, cleaning different parts of my apartment, and trying not to go insane.
All right. Is this a normal habit of yours? Are you getting into cleaning things you've never cleaned before? And if you go back to work, they probably will never get cleaned again?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. A lot of it's also the methamphetamines that I've started doing. I think the best way to get through this quarantine is at 1,000 miles per hour. So I've just surrounded myself with very random individuals that all have missing teeth. But, they talk a lot.
Well, you're a manly kind of man. Are you doing any kind of man things while you're in quarantine?
I've been cooking a lot of steaks.
Uh-huh.
And then I just build steak boxes. I take plywood and I just build boxes for my steaks.
What do you mean you build boxes? I don't know what I mean.
We're in quarantine. I'm losing my effing mind. I'm just looking for stuff to do. I sewed a cozy for my PS4 controller. I don't even know what I'm doing.
You're a big sports fan. How are you doing without sports?
I've just been watching the Chiefs Super Bowl over and over again. Every day.
I understand.
We can relate.
That
yeah.
I have not deleted the Eagles Super Bowl off my DVR. Same. In, what, 3 years now?
Yep,
it's been?
Yep. Still busted out.
Yep.
I still watch the videos. My cousin sent me a video of my uncles losing their mind at the end of it. And every once in a while, I just watch it when nothing's on.
That's awesome.
Just watch a 6-year-old man cry.
Now, did you get to go to the game or were you at the parade? Did you go back home for the parade?
No, I had a lot of friends that went to the game and I was like, I have so much better uses for $6,000. You know, and I'm like, do you know how much weed you can buy with $6,000, you can have your own Super Bowl.
Chris, I was checking out your podcast somewhat. I was more reading the captions of it, and I'm curious.
That's the best way to check it out.
And they're wonderfully small captions, which I appreciated. Can you explain to me the difference between a Karen and a Janet?
Yes. A Karen has like a real stiff, jagged bob haircut, will complain to any manager at a PF Chang's. To give you a better concept, I spell Karen with a C, if that tells you.
Took me a second.
And then a Janet is a little more upscale. Probably drives a Range Rover that she didn't pay for, a lot of Pilates, and 6 or 7 yoga classes a week.
But still adheres to the same principles.
Yeah, but I think a Janet is a little more educated and a little more culturally, and it's minuscule,
okay,
but a little more culturally sound.
A Janet is usually a kept woman.
Yes, a Karen listens to all kinds of music, has no idea what she's listening to, but knows all the words. Janet knows who she's listening to, but she takes Chardonnay to a concert. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, I got to sneak in my Franzia's.
How long have you been living in L.A. now?
15 years.
15 years. All right. So being a kid from Kansas City, what was that transition like for you?
It was actually pretty easy because it was like, oh, this place is way better. Because, like, in this, if you drive for 4 hours in any direction, even if you're in another state, you could still be in Kansas. I don't know if you've ever been, but Omaha and Kansas City pretty much the same. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Kansas City's bigger. We have a couple more Outback steakhouses in Omaha, but it's pretty much the same layout. California is like its own country. If there's any environment within 4 hours, and also it's never snowed here.
Oh, wait, wait, there's never been snow in Northern California?
Who goes up there? What do I work for, Google? What am I going to North Carolina for, North California for?
Chris, we only know you as short-haired Chris Porter. Has this quarantine brought back the old long curly locks?
It's coming back, and it's scaring me because it's starting to curl up again, and I don't like it, but they're not opening up hair places. And you know what? I'll take a curly hair over the COVID 6 days a week.
Now, I saw a picture for the podcast, the one you do with your sister, the 1 millionth podcast. Which one of you two in that picture is the freak? Are you freakishly tall or is she freakishly short?
I'm the freakishly tall one. She's actually pretty medium sized.
I see. Okay.
As far as height goes, yeah.
All right. What's new with the podcast? What are you guys talking about?
Well, the podcast itself is new. That's why we're called the 1 millionth podcast.
I see.
My sister was like, we should do a podcast. I'm like, yeah, what are we, we're going to be like the 1 millionth podcast. She was like, but now we have a title. I'm like, yeah.
Well, Chris Porter, if you ever want to find him on Twitter, it's at I Am Chris Porter. And, of course, the new podcast that he has with his sister called the 1 millionth podcast. Chris, it is always a pleasure. I am hoping to see you again really soon. I can't wait. Do you got a special or anything coming?
I have 3 specials on Amazon Prime that have been there for some time, so you can go check those out.
All right, well, I definitely will, and I hope other people will, too, because you are one damn funny dude. Chris Porter, our guest, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
It's John DeBella.
Yo, baby, give it up.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.